विकलम लगता है ना,
Earlier that they were saying no one's in this mood of taking the big pictures, because in the early days they used to have a big cycle in Piccadilly, and she's saying no one's thinking about it anymore. That is thinking perhaps you're getting a lullaby as you're listening to the murli, that's why you fall asleep. In the golden age there was a pure family path, now it's the impure family path. Except from the father, no one can give the unlimited inheritance. You know that Baba is giving you the teachings to make you into the masters of the world. So you should imbibe that very well. Human beings can become so elevated through study. You too were the stone intellect, the hunchbacked ones. The father is now teaching you the study through which you become the masters of the world. He is the ocean of knowledge. He says, consider yourself to be bodiless. You came bodiless, you have to return bodiless. Our cycle of 84 births has to complete. This is very wonderful of how such a tiny soul has a huge part recorded in it, a part that is never erased. It has no beginning nor end. These are such wonderful things. We souls go around the cycle of 84 births. So us going around the cycle also never ends. We are now making effort that one has all knowledge in him. A star is so valuable. The brighter, the bigger the star, the more valuable it is.
It
said, a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. The father says, I too am a star. And yes, it's possible to have a vision of it. But people have heard that he's very bright. He's an infinite light. He's like the sun. And so if Baba was to come and give a vision of the star, people would not accept it. In the early days, sisters used to go into trance and they used to have a vision of the bright light. You now understand that God is like a star.
Good morning. Ruhani Baap ki Ruhani Bachchon ko Namaste. Ruhani Bachchon ki Ruhani Baap ko Namaste. Dhana ke liye mukhya saar.
In order to become the masters of the land of happiness, land of truth, earn the true income from the father. Stay in remembrance of the father who is the teacher, the master, and become a conqueror of Maya. In order to claim the unlimited inheritance from the father, pay full attention to the teachings and imbibe the teachings very well.
Bab dwara prapatve sarva khazano ko karya me lagakar.
By using all the treasures you have received from the Father, may you use all of them and thereby increase them. May you be a Jnani and Yogi soul and increase all the treasures you've received from the Father by using them.
Sarva khazanon se sampann banaya hai.
Bap Dada has made all the children full of all treasures.
Lekin jo samay par har khazane ko kaam mein lagate hain, jo samay par.
However, the treasures only increase of those who constantly use those treasures. If you use every treasure, then it continues to increase. Such souls can never say that they wanted to, they didn't want something to happen, but it just happened against their conscious wish. The jnani yogi souls who are full with all treasures, first of all, think about everything carefully, considering everything, and then they do it. According to the time, they are touched, and they are able to catch those touchings and then put it into action. If you have to think about something after having done something, then you're not said to be a jnani soul. The slogan. Something that we should be paying attention to in terms of inculcating nowadays. Whilst there's a difference in between our nature and ideas, let there not be any difference in the love you have for one another. Yes, there may be a difference in the nature and the thoughts and ideas between one another. But let there not be the slightest difference in the love that you feel for one another. So imprint this in your forehead. That is asking, did you write it on your forehead? This is something very useful for all of us. So first we'll have remembrance now. Many things that Adi said she would take up in the class afterwards from the Murali. Amritvela point for tomorrow.
आप कहाँ रहते हो?
Where do you live?
कोई पूछे आप कहाँ रहते हो?
If someone asks you where you live.
आप अकेले रहते हो या बाप के साथ?
Whether you're living alone or living with the father.
एक बच्चा उमंग उत्साह से कहता है, मैं तो बाप के साथ कंबाइन हूँ.
Some children say with great zeal and enthusiasm, I am living combined with the Father.
आप combined रूप में रहते हो ना?
So you also remain in the combined form, do you not? You do not live alone, do you? So your birthday and the Father's birthday is at the same time. Robin,
it's
birthday of yourself and the companion.
आप साथ रहते हो. आपका भविष्य पैदा किया है.
You have
आप साथ है, साथ रहेंगे.
Make a promise for the future that you will live together, you will go home together.
आपने कहीं देखा?
So have you ever seen such love between the child and father anywhere else?
ऐसा प्यार कहीं देखा?
Have you ever seen such love of the father and child?
साथ रहेंगे, साथ
that will live together, will return home together. Murali song, having found you, we've found everything. The earth and the sky also belong to us. Thank you. autumn cannot finish this, burn it. Something that cannot be burnt by the fire. We have attained that kind of love. The sorrow of the world is buried with the love. Because of the love, there's no more sorrow felt. Hundreds of thousands of lamps of hope have now been ignited. Ever since we found you, our beloved, having found you, we found the whole world. From where we found the path of love, it's like all my hopes have now come to a standstill here, just on the path of love. And now we've found that dream, that hope that will never ever be separated. It's a wonder of those who've composed the songs. It's a song that's sung by people outside. But Baba's sitting in front of us and we feel intoxicated. Those who've written it is different, those who sung it is different. But the intoxication that we children feel. The intoxication that we feel here is so benevolent, through which you become Narayan, but all other types of intoxication causes so much damage. In Baba's eyes also you see so much intoxication. Shiva Baba has entered this one, and so Brahma Baba has so much intoxication. He's aware of whose chariot this is. Once Baba said jokingly, when you give a loan, a building on rent, then the landlord doesn't stay in the building. But this one here, Shiva Baba saying, Brahma Baba's given his body on loan, but he himself stays in the same body also. Yes, Brahma Baba has given it on loan to Shiva Baba, but then he himself is also staying in it. He's sitting in it, and yet he's given it on loan. But then Brahma Baba says, I'm not going to become Narayan just because I've rented out this body. No, it's not that I'm going to become Narayan just like that, just because I rented out the body. Shiva Baba says, you have to earn your own income. to Brahma Baba. I just simply sit in you and I teach all of these souls. I am only connected and concerned about the souls. So I sit in this body, your body, and teach all the souls. Such sweet, tasty, entertaining things that Baba is teaching us. When you hear such tasty, such interesting, fascinating things, then yes, on the other hand, you're also aware of Maya, and yes, I've received so much love from God that I've never had any type of Maya. I have never had any kind of doubts. Any kind of doubts, and if anyone did have some kind of doubts, then I would pull their nose. So Didi used to be very clever in pulling people's ears and nose. Moini Ben was asking the people in the call of time, and the whole thing was not to remember anyone, and yet Daddy was remembering Didi, and so she's saying, why are you remembering Didi? And so Daddy's saying, well, wherever you learn something that you, wherever you remember something that you've learned from someone, you remember that person. Someone sitting at the back, maybe they should come at the front. Someone in the background, on the brother's side. Tamsin, Judy, there's seats at the front. Daddy was saying, Robin's also grown up and moved forward with the toli. So the things that you remember. So it's not that you're remembering that name and form. And of course, Didi was given the name Didi by Baba because she did the work of a Didi. First her name was Gopi. She's really truly just lost in love. And then she was given the name Manmohini, one who attracts through the mind, whose mind is so attractive because she had so much faith in Baba. Never ever did she ever say, when Baba said something, she never ever questioned, how can I do it? There was never any question. Baba has said it, so it has to happen. Before she came to Baba, she used to wear such fashionable clothes, nothing except silk. Used to be very kind of fashionable, very mischievous. Out of all the Sindhis, there was no one like her, as mischievous as her. Means so fashionable that they never used to have the fashion of walking hand in hand. So husband and wife walking hand in hand. And also the Sindhis never used to wear saris, and sari used to be considered fashionable. So she would be wearing a sari and walking hand in hand with her husband. And so people used to laugh at her when she used to do that. But she is the first one to leave, and she left her. The moment she saw Baba, she heard Baba's murli, she is the first Gopika. She was the first married one who came to Baba. And that is saying, I don't see any Gopikas here who are really desperate to listen to the murli, and as they hear the murli, they dance with that happiness. When Baba used to give drishti, then Didi used to really become so intoxicated and never go into trance, but just become so intoxicated. So Daddy also does that when she hears this particular song. Then she feels so intoxicated. So feeling so much intoxication of who I belong to. When Baba wanted to send out the children on service, then Didi was the first one to go out. And then when we were moving from Karachi to India, then Baba sent Didi and Dada Vishwakishore. So when they came, they first looked for six houses. So Daddy is asking if Kavita Ben would do such work. So Didi had gone and looked for such houses for them when they moved over from Karachi. So she was aware of whose daughter-in-law she was, the clan that she came from, and which clan's daughter she was. They're both very high clans. So yes, there was so much upheaval of her having left and yet left the Lockicks. But she came to the Lockicks here and found six different buildings, and she invited Baba and them to come across also. And so if we were to have such a path, that would be so wonderful too. When I was in bondage, Didi's house was just behind. Our houses were back to back, Didi's house and my house, and Didi used to send me the murli through the pipes.
तो एक दो के प्रति जो प्रेरणा है ना जैसे अच्छी बात निकली इस चीज में
so something very good that came out in their retreat to make such effort that you're able to inspire others. When you tell someone directly, then they don't listen to you. But when you yourself do something, you inspire others also, and the inspiration makes them do something in such a way that they also lose their sleep over it, and they just become so engrossed in making that effort. It's no good to be losing your sleep over worries about something. Sheila Chandra is sitting in class. She's also from Didi's family. And that is saying that Didi had her eye on the sister Sheila. And Didi had a lot of love for this sister Sheila, and thinking that this sister Sheila is going to do a lot of work, but maybe that is saying she's still sleeping. The confluence age is the age to earn an income. So when you yourself are earning well, you want others to come and start earning too, and so you call everyone. Such ones don't fall asleep. They don't feel sleepy. Businessmen who are doing very good business would never go to sleep. Baba used to say, even if a customer comes to you at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, it doesn't matter, because if an American customer comes at 2 o'clock in the morning, then he buys so much that you just need the one customer and you don't need to do any other business through the whole day after that. So in the same way, if only one person becomes Baba's child and is able to really turn everything around. So Anthony, I hope you're understanding this. Just as Baba caught hold of us, such souls are ready and waiting outside. They just need to be made aware that what you're sharing, what you're relating, that it feels that the person who's teaching them is not a human being. Like Chintiben used to give lectures here at the SAGB. Daddy didn't used to give lectures in those days, and Daddy would be sitting next to Jintiben, kind of inspiring in a subtle way. Jintiben should speak about this and this and this, and so automatically Jintiben would pick up those things in a subtle way, and people would then question, where did you get this knowledge from? Other places, other organizations, they have to pay fees for the people they invite to give lectures. But when they invite us, then we don't want money, but they want people who are able to give such lectures. So they invite us. So there used to be other speakers in those days too, but there were other halls also. And people wouldn't go so much to the other lectures as they would to Jintiban's lectures. And so the people who had hired out the hall, they would say that when you come to give the lectures here, then so many people come here, and so it was an income for them. So Baba's given so many treasures, and so if you're using them and then donating them, then Maya cannot come to you. You wouldn't be caught up in the conflict of nature and sanskars. You wouldn't become unconscious. You wouldn't have the desire to eat anything out on the streets. Let me eat this, let me eat this. And the Murli, during the Murli, Daddy was talking about eating chickpeas out on the streets. That's also Maya. Then it's not that such children would not feel hungry, but Daddy had started something in Oxford which she hadn't completed, so now she's taking it up. And Baba used to say in the early days that there's no need to celebrate your Laukik birthdays. So I never used to celebrate birthdays also. No one celebrated mine, and I never used to celebrate anyone else's. But one particular person, I'm not sure who he is, but there was this hall in Pune. Every Friday they used to have a lecture. The hall was given to them free. How should we advertise this? So that you went to the main street and met the newspaper people. A Parsi brother. He was the person who's responsible for printing, I think, the local papers there. So every Friday he would put the topic. And when he printed the first ad, he said, I'll also come to the lecture. So from the first lecture, he became Baba's child. And then there was another person who was a Laukik teacher called Rajaram. So then Daddy asked him, can you write down the article that's been given in the lecture? So the same night, he would write out the lecture. The next day, it would be printed in the newspapers. So everything was done free, and nowadays that is saying everything is requiring so much money. Hiring a hall, you have to pay printing literature, you have to pay leaflets, you have to pay. So that brother was a Parsi brother, but still his son, his wife, they created a lot of trouble for him, but still he became a very strong Baba's child. He used to go to Bombay during the day. He would come back from Bombay to Pune, traveling every day. And then he would take a shower, and then he would prepare his own food, and then he would eat. Throughout the day, he wouldn't eat anything outside. And so Baba had said he's a very good child of Baba, and his birthday should be celebrated. He never missed any Murli also. When an earthquake took place in Pune, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and Daddy was making tea at that time, and Sundari Ben was with her. And they felt the tremor. And Daddy had this experience of an earthquake before in Ambala, Punjab, and so she felt that the earth is moving, that there's a. And generally they say if you feel that there's a tremor, then you should just leave the building. But Daddy said, no, let's just sit in yoga. This brother had heard that when an earthquake happens, then you should actually leave the building. And when you hurt through the earthquake, then you're not able to get well again. Baba's talking about faith, and so that's why Daddy's sharing this story. But he was then leaving the building, and he fell down the stairs. And Daddy received a phone call that he's fallen and he's been taken to the hospital. And he said, I don't want to go to the hospital. I want to go to listen to the Murli first. So Daddy also then went with him and went to him to the hospital with him. And then he must have stayed alive a year and a half. But even whilst he was in the hospital, he would never ever eat anything else of the hospital, but whatever food was prepared at the center, that would be sent. And he used to say, Daddy, you don't take the trouble to send anything for me, but still, Daddy used to send. And he was concerned that Daddy shouldn't actually trouble herself. But Daddy is saying there's no one like him who had such faith. He never ever ate food prepared by anyone else. And he used to just stay in this one bed. And every day, whoever went to meet him, he'd say, it's such wonderful murli that Baba gives us. And he'd speak about the murli to anyone who went to visit him. So those who are so intoxicated about the murli, it becomes a memorial of them. And so Baba himself had said, you should celebrate his birthday. So this was the Parsi brother and another brother, Jahangir, who was a Muslim person. He was so intoxicated. And when he came, Mama asked him, what is written in the Quran? So Mama would take up the things that were written in the Quran, taking up some of the things from the Quran, and he put them up on the wall. And he would explain in the temples of Lakshmi and Narayan. So he came from this place, Narayan Gao. In those days, there wasn't a system of the tape recorders, but when they just come out newly that time. And he said to Baba that, Baba, I want to have a tape machine. They never used to have it in Bombay or in Delhi, and yet Baba provided a tape recorder for him because he just had so much love for the murli. So those who have that intoxication for the murli, they become loved by Baba. And so yes, those souls have left their body, but the memorials are still alive. Daddy had given this brother's wife a particular name. And she also looked after her children so well that she never allowed the children to eat anything from outside. But once one child's mouth had become swollen, and so Daddy saw him and she asked him, why it's swollen? She goes, well, there was this shop downstairs and he's given me this sweet from the shop. And it's because he ate the sweet from outside that his mouth was swollen. And then the mother told him off and said, you go to Daddy and have some bhog and that will cure you. So he came to Daddy and Daddy gave him some bhog and then his mouth was okay. So those who inculcate in this way and then also inspire others to imbibe in the same way, Baba gives them a lot of love. So Baba gave a lot of love to this brother Ismail because he was the one who was the instrument to open the center. And now people who come from this particular village, then they'll say with that intoxication also that I come from this village. So if one is intoxicated in service, then they're able to create such souls also who are intoxicated. There shouldn't be anything else. Coming back to what Daddy started with, to pull their ears and nose, what Didi used to do. If someone did something wrong, then Didi would call them and she'd say, what did you do? And this way she would pull their ears. In school, you're given punishment and you have to pull your ears and do sit-ups in front of everyone. And to when it comes to the nose, it's like maintaining the honor of the clan. It's like cutting off your nose. It's like you lose the honor of the clan. Nikpai also had love for Didi, and Didi had given him the name necklace. He's taken very good drishti from Daddy, and Daddy is saying, even now, see, his face is so good. Brother Anthony has taken drishti from Daddy ji, and Nikpai has taken drishti from Didi. So that's why last night Daddy was asking, it's no less. Nikpai looking after the whole of West Africa, taken on that responsibility, and also uplifted his parents. A very good example. Looking after them very well. looked after his mother very well, and even now looking after the father. The mother's left her body just recently. So for Baba's children to glorify the name of the Laukik parents also in such a way that people of the world really are able to see what knowledge is like, what Baba is like. What is knowledge like? What is Baba like? So this is all I had to share. If someone can tell that she was going to share something about Mama and Baba. Mama and Baba she was talking about. That he was going to actually take up this thing of seeing Mama and Baba here and also in the subtle region. I'll translate the song. So Daddy also said if anyone wants to say something to Daddy, then Daddy will be upstairs for another half an hour maybe. God, we become colored by your color in such a way that we feel we always want to be in your company, being colored by his company. We had to tolerate so many things with this desire of wanting to meet you. We lost our sight, vision. We lost our comfort. But now that we have attained you, we've attained a new life. We've now found a new purpose of life. And we feel that we just want to be in your company all the time. My face is now becoming like yours, and we see this world as completely different from our world. Your words are so lovely, and we're just so colored with that spiritual intoxication. We have so many wings of enthusiasm.